أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في شك من ديني فلا أعبد الذين تعبدون من دون الله ولكن أعبد الله الذي يتوفاكم وأمرت أن أكون من المؤمنين وأن أقم وجهك للدين حنيفا ولا تكونن من المشركين ولا تدع من دون الله ما لا ينفعك ولا يضرك فإن فعلت فإنك إذا من الظالمين صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 104, 105 and 106 of Surah Yunus. This Surah Yunus had begun with the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the invitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the world and most especially the polytheists, the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarrama. In between, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the incidents of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, before that Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, and after that very briefly Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. And now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in the termination of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make a declaration. The declaration is قُلْ say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O mankind, إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي شَكِّمْ مِنْ دِينِ, if you are in doubt about my deen, about my religion, about my way of life, then understand what my deen and what my way of life is. فَلَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَلَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِينَ تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, then I do not worship those gods, those objects of worship which you worship, at the exclusion of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What you are doing is you are worshipping everything else besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What I do is I worship only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this is the vast difference between this deen of Islam and any other way of life, any other religion. وَلَكِنْ أَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, but I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here very uniquely, Allah ta'ala's command to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the description is, who is this Allah? Alladhi yatawaffakum, that Allah that brings death upon you. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala introduces himself at the tongue of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in this very unique way, that it is Allah that gives you death, Allah brings death upon you, the termination of your life is in the hands of Allah, not in the hands of your idols, not in the hands of your gods. A person is leaving this world, bring not only the idols of the world, bring the entire science of this world, bring everything of this world. Nothing can give any human being 1 second extra. So then the obvious is that if Allah Ta'ala gives death, Allah Ta'ala gives life. If Allah gives life and death, then only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has all the power, all the might, all the kudrat. There is no one can decide that I want to die in the place of someone else. There is no one that can decide that we want to extend the lifespan of anyone. وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now what is the crux of all of this? The ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, it is not only the ibadat. It is not only a physical gesture. It is not only a token. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, explain to them that I myself have been commanded, an akuna minal mu'mineen, that I be from amongst the believers. In other words, the whole crux of it is iman in the heart. That iman in the heart will bring about this ibadat. That ibadat is not token, that ibadat is not a formality, but it is the result of the iman that is in the heart. And when that iman is in the heart, وَأَنْ أَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا, then obviously stand, face your face, لِلدِّينِ, towards the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In other words, subjugate your entire body for the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Hanifa, leaving every other way of life. In other words, insofar as our deen is concerned, our iman is concerned, insofar as our ibadat are concerned, insofar as our shariat is concerned, there is no compromise in any of these aspects. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and do not become of the polytheists. وَلَا تَدْعُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and do not then worship, or do not call upon, do not implore, do not pray, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكَ وَلَا يَضُرُّكَ, such objects that can neither benefit you, nor can they harm you. فَإِنْ فَعَلْتْ, then if you do that, فَإِنَّكَ إِذًا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, then at that time, you will be regarded as the wrongdoers. So in short and brief, these ayat bring about the very crux of our iman, our deen, and that is iman from the heart, and the full body subjugates itself in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.